Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Welcome to The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. I'm Lisa Campion, and today I'm so happy to have my very dear friend and colleague, Rhys Thomas, as my guest here on The Miracle of Healing. We're going to talk about the greatest spiritual power of all, the power of knowing yourself. But before we get to that, I feel inspired to share some tips about staying steady and calm in the midst of chaos. We're right in the middle of this huge, crazy election here in the United States. And I don't know about you guys, but it seems to me like the general energy of the world is full of chaos and fear these days. It's all over the news. Everybody's freaking out about everything. And chaos and fear don't just happen at election time, because the world can get a little bumpy any old time. It can happen anytime and anywhere. And maybe not even on a big global scale like it is now. You might have times when you go through deep personal chaos, even though the rest of the world is on a pretty even keel. So how do we keep our balance in the middle of chaos? My own remedy for this is a kind of mindfulness practice. I try really hard to keep in the present moment and stay out of all of the what ifs. My father always told me, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Meaning that we have enough to deal with on our plates for today. No need to borrow trouble from tomorrow, right? It's the stories we make up in our heads that cause us the most pain and anxiety. And do you ever notice that, like, most of that stuff you worry about, all the what ifs, a lot of it never even really happens. So what if so-and-so wins the election or doesn't win? What if the stock market crashes or aliens land on the front lawn of the White House in protest? Well, let's just cross those bridges when we get there. We don't really know where things are going to go. And maybe there's also opportunity, openings, and potentials we haven't thought of. I like the fact that the Chinese character for crisis is actually two characters put together, danger plus opportunity. And we never know which it is. Probably it's both of them. Change is really scary, especially for that small inner child part of us. Our inner children hate change, and many of the what ifs come from the frightened child within us. But here's my recipe for inner peace during troubling times. Stay in the present moment. Use my favorite affirmation, "In this moment, I'm perfectly safe." Try and stay curious instead of freaking out. Curiosity and excitement are really only kind of one little tweak away from each other, and one tweak away from fear and anxiety. So you can actually choose curiosity or fear. I don't know about you, but I like curiosity. So also try to stick with your self-care routine. Eat right, exercise, sleep, do your spiritual practice if you have one. We tend to give up our basic routines when we're really stressed, but I think we need them more than ever. Treat yourself with loving kindness. Rest, walk the dog, take a tubby, go to bed early. Commitment to self-care can smooth us through these rough patches. And the best thing of all, hang with your people. Go to the pub, lift a glass with your mates. Hug your kids, snuggle your spouse. Get your friends around you. We do better when we're in community, and isolating is never good for you. Last but not least, cultivate faith. Faith is when we feel like even though we don't know what's going to happen, we still think it somehow it's going to be okay. And more these days, I feel like faith is the same thing as love. I don't understand the big patterns that are in operation here, but I do have faith that everything will work out some way or the other, even if I can't see that right now. So with those pithy words of wisdom, I'm going to introduce you to my guest and one of my favorite people ever, actually, Rhys Thomas. Rhys is a visionary, author, speaker, trainer, and coach in the personal growth and energy medicine field. He's the founder of the Rhys Thomas Institute and the creator of the Rhys Method, which is a really powerful system of self-discovery, transformation, and healing. He's also the author of the international best-selling book, Discover Your Life Purpose, How to Use the 5 Life Purpose Profiles to Unlock Your Hidden Potential and Live the Life You Are Meant to Live. Hey, Rhys, how you doing?
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being on my 4th radio show.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so happy that you're here. So So I just, I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about a few things with you and give you an opportunity to share your wisdom, because you're just, you know, a genius, brilliant dude when it comes to this personal growth stuff.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. Yeah.
In school together. And, you know, and just so your listeners know, we've been working together now at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine for how many years?
11 years.
11 years. So, yeah.
Yep.
So it's been a good run, and we've been doing a lot of good for a lot of people. So
I know. Yeah, we really have. And it is one of my favorite parts of my life as a healer, is to do the work that we do together in the energy medicine school. And I think to me, like, the most interesting thing about the mystery school, about the school, is it's something we don't really talk about very often, which is the fact that it's actually a mystery school. And I wonder if you could, that's such an intriguing concept. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, what does that mean to you?
I mean, besides the fact that it's a mystery school, like, we have no idea what we're doing. No, it is a mystery school. To me, is really truly discovering the mystery within each person. There's so few programs or you know, places that you can go and do work and do inner work that are willing to move beyond sort of the technique stage, and every healing modality needs a technique. There are techniques for hands-on techniques, for Reiki, for acupuncture, for massage therapy, for all of that. There are techniques for psychological work. There's obviously medicine, or traditional medicine techniques. All these techniques are designed to help you practitioners support people in either acute or chronic pain and release that, or bring them back to some sort of homeostasis or balance. But Mystery School is really it's realizing that, yes, we have that all needs to be done, but there's something much deeper that we're after with healing. And there's a difference. I truly believe there's a difference between energy medicine and healing techniques. And I think that the two names, the two words have sort of come into, they become synonymous, but they really aren't. Energy medicine to me represents a study in how to access the core energy, the soul energy, the deepest energy within each human being that heals from the inside out. And that's really the mystery school is each person that comes into a mystery school is not treated like everybody else who signs up for the program. If you come in and you're learning a technique, everybody learns the same technique. They get tested on the technique, and then they come out and they have a little certificate that says you've learned this technique. In a mystery school, the final scroll, even though we do in our school offer certificates for completion of the 3-year program, in mystery schools the certificate was always a blank scroll. It was a realization that once you have developed this deep inner self-knowing, that your deliverable, what you deliver in the world, what your gift is, what your healing gift is, what your purpose in life is unique to you, and it is the thing that you were born to do. To out of the 7.5 billion people on the planet, you have one thing that you're supposed to do in your life that is supposed to support the other 7.5 billion people. And each person on the planet has a unique purpose. And Mystery School was about discovering that each of us have to find our purpose. It's the thing that will make us the most happy in our lives. And then secondarily, we have to take that purpose and we have to bring that into relationship with the people in the world that are waiting for that message, for that gift, for that quality, for that healing quality. And the healing quality is to wake up other people to that same type of quality within themselves. And so the Mystery School for me is really it's sort of keeping in mind that that's what we're here to do. Each person that comes into the program comes in, and we work with them in a very unique and individualized way, rather than in a everybody learns this and everybody learns this and then everybody learns this type of a thing. And that's, you know, to me, it makes the learning process creative and much deeper, and like all good mystery schools, we don't give the students any, you know, sort of this, as long as you learn this, and this, you're doing well. You know, the most important element is, are you revealing something amazing within yourself? And how deeply can you do that? How far can you go?
Yeah. I think that's the part of the work that I love the most too, is really being part of people's deep transformational processes. And, you know, as a healer that likes to train other healers, I think as healers, we can only go as deeply with our people as we've been inside of ourselves, you know, and that's what makes the school different from just, like you said, the technique school.
Right. I mean, you know, I always say my favorite healer is Martin Luther King, and I don't think he ever laid anybody on the healing table. And yet I think that he has probably healed more people in the one speech, his one healing moment. Of course, he had many, but the I Have a Dream speech was his healing modality. And he was able to touch people in such a way, in such a deep way, that other people also felt after that speech that, you know, if someone's willing to stand up and die for his cause and be that willing to stand against what was clearly a repression that seemed unstoppable, he woke up this desire, in emancipating the Black community. He woke up that quality in the people that absolutely had to change, which were all of the white repressionists, and everyone who heard that speech, because it came from his soul rather than from some ideas that someone, you know, a lot of people put forward great ideas and nothing happens. But when someone really speaks and really is able to have inspiration from their core, it wakes up the core of other people. And that's really what healing is. Healing isn't just a technique that relieves pain, even though God knows when you need it, you need it. Healing is a permanent change in a person, and permanent change only comes through relationship with others. And so when you are reminded of this amazing quality by perceiving someone standing there and fearlessly being who they are, rather than doing what we're taught to do as children, which is try to be somebody that we aren't, and someone who stands in front of you and is actually willing to be who they are, totally vulnerable, totally open, and not put on any pretense, but just really be genuine, it's shocking to your system to see that. And then you add a wonderful healing technique like being a speaker or being a Reiki practitioner what we teach, which is full spectrum healing, which is like Reiki on steroids, and you add that technique, or you add your therapy, or you're in business, or you're making products, whatever it is that you're out there delivering in the world. That deep quality of self-knowing is what people walk away with. They don't walk away with your ideas. They walk away with this sense of, oh my God, that person was so passionate about living their life. I want some of that.
Yeah. And I mean, not everybody has the same life purpose that Martin Luther King does, clearly. Right. So, you know, we talk a lot about how, you know, there are really these five different ways that people are in the world that we call the profiles.
Right. And my book, Discover Your Purpose, is really the Bible on if you want to learn about who you really are and what your life purpose is. It's this missing piece in almost all spiritual training is you know, a lot of, there's a lot of spiritual training out there that teaches you how to release who you're not. But then after you release who you're not and you've done all this work and you've done the, you know, you've had the aha moments and this deep feeling of sort of like freedom from the way you're constantly thinking, who are you after that? And that's really the piece that's missing. And the life purpose profiles that we work on are much simpler than the behavioral systems. The behavioral systems are like the DISC system, and Myers-Briggs and Enneagram, mostly designed for business, you know, just sort of like, you know, behaviorally saying, well, this is what you like to behave like, so let's slot you into this or that, and that'll be this. You'll be happy there, and we'll teach you how to be better at the way you normally behave. The problem is that the way people normally behave and can behave is that they choose to behave a certain way. For instance, for me, you know, when I was growing up, being what I am, which is this creative sort of mad scientist kind of mind, that was not going to fly with, you know, in school or with my parents or things like that. But being a boy, you know, you basically your options are generally society-wise and archetypally, you're supposed to either be a leader of some kind or at least an achiever. And so I decided I would, since I wasn't that good at school because I was dyslexic, I decided that I was going to be an achiever. I was going to be a really good athlete, and I was going to be that. And that sort of set this pattern in my life of trying to be an achiever at everything that I did. And it wasn't until I started doing this work and discovering that really it doesn't matter what you've been doing your whole life. What matters is what you were born to do and what was deepest within you. And so I discovered that because I was a man, I was trying to be an achiever. And of course, then I was in energy medicine school with a lot of women who were there who had done the exact opposite. They had chosen to be sort of the, you know, the softer, even though they were very strong and leadership quality. They were spending more time trying to caretake other people and be nice and sweet and loving when they really had this much stronger personality. So we all often will choose what we think we're supposed to be rather than who we really are. And the five qualities that we've sort of gelled this down to are there are people that are super creative. And then there are people that are super soft and loving and caring and nurturing and have never hurt a fly. And then there are the people that are very caretaking and strong and there for you and carrying your bags for you and let me help you with that type of people. And then there are people that are these, you know, as I was trying to be, these super achievers, very good, you know, in athletics and physically and organized and straight A's in school and they're very, very good at school. And by the way, school is really designed for only one of the five profiles. So that's a very small percentage of the people in the world. Schools are really designed for. They're designed for the people that are good at achieving and grading, all of that stuff that they excel in because they have great memory. They've got good, spatial skills and organization skills. So they do very well in that environment. And they do tend to be the achievers in the world. So we call them the knowledgeable achievers. And then there's what we call the leaders. And so, you know, the leaders are these people who lead in every possible way. And they have the biggest energy. They're the most dynamic. They're the most emotional. They're the most, they're the strongest. They're the pro football players. They're the actors and actresses. They're also the people that are the most seductive and charming and, you know, but people, they just have something about them, whether they often have archetypal beauty, but they don't necessarily, but there's something about them that's very compelling. And so we have these five qualities that you're born with. And so many people are born with those and they have all that early in childhood, you know, maybe up to 3 or 4 years old. And then at some point, the parental and the family structure says, sorry, that's not really going to fly here. You need to be this type of person. Girls don't behave that way. Boys don't behave that way. In this family, this is how we do it. And the child then often chooses to be somebody that they are not. And that's one of the biggest things that we teach in the school, which is the biggest elements of the foundation of this spiritual practice. Because if I looked at my life, I would, and I took all of the other profiling tests out there, I would always come up with, you know, some level of being a super achiever. And the truth is that even though I have some achieving qualities, they really aren't why I'm here, and they don't ever feed me, and they never made me happy. And that's ultimately why I got into healing work, because I was very successful at what I did and I wasn't happy at all. And I think that that's true for a lot of people in the world. And so a lot of people come to our program in what we call the midlife calling, when they wake up in their 30s or 40s and say, oh my God, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing and I'm not happy. Why? And it's because they ultimately didn't know who they truly were on the inside, and they've been trying to live someone else's life.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so, it's kind of a radical idea, but I think it's true that, you say that the profile is actually more important than our gender, you know, that we can't,
except for at the first chakra.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, which there, is actually, that's the gender that like lives inside your pants, like under your clothes.
Right, exactly.
But
at that level, it really counts.
Yes, it does really count. But that, you know, we kind of get divided into what people think boys should be like, or people, you know, what girls should be like. And you know, it's not usually what's inside of us. And I'm so fascinated, or what really speaks to me about the profiles is that they are qualities of your soul. And that, I think that's what you were saying when you're talking about, it's not a behavioral, it's not describing your behavior. It's actually describing an aspect of your soul. It's like this part of you that carries your mission at the level of the soul into the world. So if you're living in the wrong profile, like many, 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 many of us do, you're going to be constantly frustrated about not being able to express your soul in the world the way Martin Luther King did in your example.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And that's what each person, that's why when we talked about started to talk about mystery school, that's what the mystery school reveals. The mystery school reveals the soul, not in some sort of etheric, I'm floating in space type of way, but the reality that the soul has chosen your body, your family, everything is perfectly designed to have you live your life purpose only if you know what it is. But if you don't know what your life purpose is and you're trying to be somebody that you aren't, the law of attraction never stops working. Your soul and your energy body, your chakras are just one huge magnet for your life purpose, and it's sent to you 24 hours a day. And if you're looking at your life right now and you're saying, well, I don't like this life, it's because you are having a difficult time understanding who you really are. You're constantly calling to you exactly what you need in your life to live your purpose in each moment. And so understanding that soul quality is what you're after, that soul quality is the rock that you build your life on, that transforms so many people's idea that they're going to try this job or this method or this thing, and then all of a sudden I'm going to know my purpose. So that's why I wrote the book Discover Your Purpose. And if your people want to find it, it's at discoveryourpurposebook.com. Or you can get it on Amazon at just Discover Your Purpose. And it's, my name is Rhys Thomas, and it's R-H-Y-S. And my website is rhysthomasinstitute.com, and it's rhysthomasinstitute.com. Go check it out. I've got other products on there, but the book's the starting point if you really want to discover who you are and figure out what's this soul quality within you.
And do you still have a quiz on your website, like a profile test that people can take if they want to, or is that in your book? Is that in your book too?
Like, there's a profile assessment in the book, and there's also both a free profile assessment and a full profile assessment to go really deep into your self-knowing on the website.
Yeah. It's such incredibly powerful work. And I mean, I can speak to that too, from having like I'm one of those caretakey ones you were talking about. And I spent a lot of time trying to not be that because it's not very cool. It's like one of the least cool of the profiles, right? And I tried really hard to live in the, you know, charismatic leader in the, you know, from that place. And the, you know, I never was going to be happy. It was like one of the most transformational moments in my spiritual life was when you said that to me 11 years ago. Like, you know, at least you shouldn't be trying to live as a leader because it'll never make you happy.
Right. Yeah. And that's, and it's funny that, you know, that you know, that you wanted to go out and you have that quality, that leadership quality in you, but the way you need to do it is by loving people and sharing with people. And so, you know, just making sure for people, you know, team playing doesn't mean you're giving up your soul for everybody and don't have a strength, but it means that when you are leading, you're leading people to come together and to bond more.
Oh, well, thanks. And that's been really, thanks so much for being here with me tonight, Reese. I really appreciate it.
And well, thanks for having me on, Lisa.
And thanks for all of you for joining me on the Miracle of Healing, where we're healing the planet one person at a time here on Empower Radio.